This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 71 for Monday, September 23rd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Monday morning, seeing a continuation of last week's correction of contract lows. Canola up 8 to over $10. The November contract up 8.50 at $897.40 per ton. That contract is nearing chart resistance around $600, testing it a few times this morning already, with the next upside target coming in at $620. Gains in the Chicago soy complex provided spillover support, with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil also up to start the week. Recent rains across much of Western Canada are delaying harvest operations, but forecasts look warmer and drier over the next week. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all higher. Soybeans up sharply to start the week, with some chart stops likely triggered on the move higher. November beans up 23 cents at $10.35 per bushel. Dryness in Brazil was behind some of the buying interest, as a lack of moisture there is delaying seeding of their next crop. Solid export demand was also supportive. The USDA announced private export sales this morning of 165,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. Corn futures, also higher, thought to be due for a correction after recent losses, with the dryness in South America also supportive. December corn up 9 cents at $4.11 per bushel. Broad buying interest in global equity markets was spilling into the commodities, contributing to the gains, but seasonal harvest pressure is keeping a lid on the upside, as U.S. farmers are thought to be making good progress overall. Wheat is higher as well, with dryness in Argentina and excessive moisture in Europe providing support. Minneapolis spring wheat up 9 cents in December at $6.17 per bushel. Kansas City up 13 cents in December at $5.77 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat up 14 cents in the December contract at $5.82 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, September 23rd. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.